This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Most parents expect to pay for their children until they become adults, but many are still financially subsidizing their now adult children, sometimes well into their late 20s or early 30s, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. Even though today's young adults are more likely to have college degrees and earn more money on an inflation-adjusted basis than their parents did 30 years ago. A third of young adults between the ages of 18 and 34 are still living with a parent. Almost 60% of young adults to age 24 are living with their parents, more than 20% between the ages of 25 to 29. Not unsurprisingly, the young adults say that living with their parents helps their financial situation, with parents footing the kids' bills for everything from rent, food, and clothing to luxuries like spending money, cars, and vehicle maintenance, but also cell phone bills and streaming service subscriptions. Helping an adult child financially may make a parent feel good about their relationship, but among parents who said they helped their adult children financially in the past year, 36% said it hurt their finances at least some, especially among parents with lower incomes. More than 100 people were rescued from an ice floe that broke free from a fishing area along the shore of Upper Red Lake in Minnesota. Upper Red Lake is on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota. It took just over 2 hours to safely evacuate everyone stranded on the ice. Of the 122 people taken to safety, 4 had fallen into the icy waters during an earlier rescue attempt by bystanders using a canoe. Those that fell into the cold water were brought back to the ice floe to warm in a fishing shelter. No injuries were reported. Temperatures were as low as 15 degrees Fahrenheit and reached a high of 38, but wind chill pulled the warmest temps down into the low 30s on the day of the incident. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has warned anglers and others that ice thickness has been wildly inconsistent this season, especially in the north. Ice conditions are extremely uneven and changing frequently, the agency said. Ice conditions will remain poor until there's a string of cold days to form new, clear ice. A traffic stop near Anaconda, Montana, netted 10,000 fentanyl pills. 2 women were arrested for drug trafficking. Authorities watched a rental Jeep for days before stopping it outside of Anaconda on Monday. Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney Bren Kakauka filed felony drug charges against 2 women. 29-year-old Gloria Kimbrew and 34-year-old Savion Johnson are charged with felony offenses of possession of dangerous drugs with intent to distribute, a charge which carries a potential 20-year prison term. Kimbrew also committed 2 felony counts of criminal possession of property subject to forfeiture, and Kimbrew and Johnson possessed drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor charge. Kimbrew and Johnson made trips between Washington State and Montana several times. 2 males were identified in the investigation, too, one from Tacoma, Washington, and the other from Spokane. County Attorney Krakowka said that confidential informants started providing information to the Southwest Montana Drug Task Force in December about drug trafficking in Butte and drugs being brought in from out of state. Their investigation identified a specific Jeep, and Southwest Montana Drug Task Force agents were informed on January 18th about a possible drug deal to take place in Butte involving meth and thousands of fentanyl pills. They were tracking the Jeep when it detoured off of Interstate 90 onto Highway 48 towards Anaconda on Monday and pulled it over. Kimbrew, Johnson, and a male passenger were inside the Jeep. Montana Highway troopers used 2 drug-sniffing dogs, Apollo and Harry, who both signaled that drugs were inside. Agents got a warrant and searched the Jeep. They found 10 bags inside a suitcase, each with an estimated 1,000 fentanyl pills made to look like oxycodone pills. They also found a handgun with a loaded magazine. One woman, Kimbrew, had cocaine and $900 in cash on her person. Johnson had fentanyl powder in her wallet and another unknown substance. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.